Well, the one silver lining from this war in the Middle East is that Germany has decided to stop committing energy suicide. The Chancellor of Germany, Merz, he has said that the German government is now going to build 15 nuclear power plants, which, of course, being Germany, will take 50 years. But they're also going to lift sanctions on all Russian oil and natural gas. What do you know? How many times did I say that Germany was going to have to go back to Russia and beg for energy? I mean, Michael Jahn said it as well. We've known this was coming. In addition, Germany has agreed to pay the cost to rebuild the Nord Stream pipeline that brings gas from Russia, the pipeline that the U.S. Navy blew up in an act of terrorism, obviously. That happened under Biden, and Biden bragged about it, and so did Victoria Nuland as well. They bragged about it. Of course, we're going to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. And at the time, Germany celebrated it. Oh, yeah, we're just going to buy gas from America. Or maybe from, you know, Qatar. And now, Qatar is not shipping gas because America also decided to wage war against Iran, as you now know. As we all found out, because Trump is a neocon warmonger, Zionist puppet. And then, as a result, Europe isn't getting gas shipments out of the Middle East. And Trump says, screw you, Europe. You can buy gas from us at, you know, 500% higher prices. And Germany has finally realized, oh, crap, we should just buy energy from Russia. It's way cheaper. And all we have to do is repair the Nord Stream pipeline. Actually, one of the pipelines is still functioning, or could be functioning. And so Merz has said, quote, it's time for Germany to reopen or to open our energy economy. The best way to do this is via free markets, lowering taxes and regulations. Why did it take you a decade to figure that out? All wind projects in Germany and all solar projects have been canceled. That is, the ones funded by government. All canceled. Reportedly. And so this is Germany ending its suicide cult, apparently, you know, energy suicide cult. So isn't that interesting? I wonder how long it will take the UK to figure this out. Now, yeah, don't get your hopes up, right? It's the UK leadership. It's the Brits. They'll never figure this out. France's leaders will come to their senses after they're done partying. But Germany, being very practical, has realized this first. And also they're closer to Russia, so it makes more sense. So what's going to happen to Germany's all this talk of we're going to defeat Russia? And all the things that the German leaders have said since 2022, when the special military operation began between Russia and Ukraine. Well, with Russia attacking eastern Ukraine and then the Donbass regions, you know, voting to join Russia, etc. You know all that history, hopefully, by now. But this entire time, Germany has declared war against Russia. And Germany, at one point, I believe, said, we will never buy energy from Russia. We will never trade with Russia. Russia is evil and it must be defeated. And then all it took was one war in the Middle East for Germany to come around and say, oh, hey, Russia, can we buy some of that really affordable gas from you, pretty please? We'll pay to repair the Nord Stream, yeah, that the U.S. blew up. We'll repair it. We'll pay for everything. We'll lower taxes. Yeah, pretty please let us buy your energy, Russia. Because Germany is in a state of collapse, industrial collapse. Remember the BASF facility, BASF, that used to operate in Germany? It was the largest chemical plant in the world. And, you know, what they manufactured 45,000 different chemicals out of there from hydrocarbons, and one of them being, you know, ammonia for nitrogenous fertilizers, etc. And then the Nord Stream pipelines got blown up. And then BASF said, we're going to move to China because China's not crazy. China has energy, and they don't blow up their energy infrastructure, and they don't try to appease the climate cult lunatics and shut down all their natural gas and everything. You know, China actually is very practical. So Basif moved to China. And as of just this week, the new Basif plant is open in China. It's actually up and running and producing the same molecules that it used to produce in Germany, but that's history. And that's because, again, Germany, you know, went along with the climate shutdowns and all the energy insanity for all these years and declared war on energy. And now Germany, on the verge of collapse, comes begging back to Russia, please, please, mister, can you give us some, a little bit of, no, I'm sorry, that's a British accent. like a poor London boy, you know, like, please, mister, can you give us a little bit of pie, you know. But it's Germans begging now, and they're begging for energy to save their country. So think about it. This is the country that once went to war with Russia, not even that long ago. That was World War II. And Germany said, we're going to conquer you, you know, with Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And they sent in their troops and their tanks and their armor into Russia. And they went quite a ways into Russia, by the way. And I always cite the Battle of Stalingrad as one of the real turning points of that war. I think that was the winter of 1943, or 42-43. It bridged that winter, I believe. And notably, the entire German 6th Army was surrounded ultimately because the Russians broke off their supply lines and went behind them and made them surrender. And that was, I think, a couple hundred thousand troops. It was the 6th Army. And that was the real turning point. And after that, Germany never went any further east in the war. At least that's my memory of it. I'm not a World War II historian, but that's my general knowledge. So here's the question. Given that Germany tried to conquer Russia in World War II, and then recently, since 2022, also tried to destroy Russia, went along with the plan from the West to destroy Russia and then loot and pillage the country and steal their energy, you know, for the golden age for Germany, we're just going to steal Russian energy. Given that that's the history, should Russia sell energy to Germany at this point? Should, right? That's a legit question. Should Russia provide Germany with energy that Germany has at least twice now tried to steal from Russia? Because, you know, the answer from Russia is, hey, Germany, try as you might, you still can't conquer Russia, or, you know, the Soviet Union before modern day Russia. You can't beat us. You've tried. You've tried with all your might. You still can't beat us, but you want us to sell energy to you. I would think that if you're Russia, there would be kind of like a Nazi tax. I'm just guessing. For every cubic meter of gas that Germany wants to buy, I think the answer should be yes. Surely, yes, you can buy the gas. There's just going to be a, you know, a Nazi tax. It's only for every cubic meter, though, so don't worry. We don't attribute it to every cubic centimeter, just every cubic meter, okay? So, and how much is the Nazi tax? I don't know. I think it's whatever number Russia wants to charge. That's how much I think the Nazi tax is. And I think that the Nazi tax would be a great way to teach Germany another historic lesson. To say, hey, if you're going to be retards, there's a cost associated with that. If you're going to be warmongers, there's a cost associated with that. I mean, Germany costs Russia a lot of money since 2022 by providing, well, didn't they provide some missiles and some tanks? I don't know what their modern tanks are, but I know they provided a lot of equipment, a lot of munitions. They donated a lot. They kept saying we have to defeat Russia over and over again. So they cost Russia a lot of money while they were emptying their museums, you know, while Germany was. Eventually they were throwing like panzers from 1945 into the battle. Now, will these work? Probably not. But just doing a simple search here on this, it turns out that Germany has provided over 5 billion euros of military equipment to Ukraine, that Germany conducted training for over 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers. Let's see, Germany remains the largest single military supporter of Ukraine since the U.S. pulled out mostly last year. There's around 11 to 12 billion euros of military aid to Ukraine scheduled for this year. In terms of air defense systems, Germany has provided 500 Stinger missiles, 2,700 Strela surface-to-air missiles, 3 Patriot missile systems and Iris-T systems, and more. In terms of tanks, Germany has provided 18 Leopard 2 main battle tanks. That's what they're called, the Leopard 2 tanks. They provided 140 Marder armored personnel carriers, 46 Gepard self-propelled anti-aircraft guns, 54 M113 armored personnel carriers. Those are Danish systems financed by Germany. And then some infantry fighting vehicles, and then a bunch of howitzers, 155 millimeter, a bunch of 330 rounds of ammunition for the anti-aircraft guns, 4,000 attack drones, 55 heavy equipment and tank transporters, on and on and on, okay? 20 laser-guided rocket launchers and a partridge in a pear tree. So now Germany's like, can we buy gas from you, Russia? Can we please buy gas? I would think that Russia's first response would be, well, number one, stop funding our opponent in the war. So all that's got to stop. And then secondly, you're going to pay us back for all the damage caused by all the equipment that you sent into the war. So I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe like 1 euro per cubic meter of gas. I think that would be the Nazi tax. Does that make sense? One euro per cubic meter of gas. So you might wonder, well, how much was Germany paying before the war with Ukraine? I did a little research on that, and it turns out that Germany was paying about 0.1 euros per cubic meter, or maybe 0.2, depending on how you do the math. Let's say 0.2. So I think Russia's price to Germany should be 1.2 euros per cubic meter. How about that? And take the one and call that the Nazi tax. There you go. I mean, hey, Iran is going to charge a toll for ships to sail through the Strait of Hormuz because they're going to need that money for the reparations to rebuild all the damage caused by the U.S. military that committed numerous war crimes, like blowing up hundreds of schools in Iran, using children's schools for target practice for the U.S. Air Force. Unbelievable. So yeah, Iran is going to extract a toll from every ship that moves through the strait, and I think that Russia should levy a Nazi tax on Germany and say, yeah, we'll provide the energy. You're going to have to pay for it because we're not stupid. And we remember what you, Germany, did twice to Russia, or what you tried to do but failed to do. So don't think about trying it a third time. Meanwhile, Russia will be providing 50 billion cubic meters of gas per year to China through that new gas pipeline they're building across Mongolia, you know, into northern China. I've covered that before. I would imagine that China's getting a good deal on that gas. Wouldn't you think so? Yeah. Just kind of being semi-allies, you know, Russia and China today, at least having some alignment in their interests right now. Although they've had, you know, dust-ups in the past. But here they are, mostly getting along, and I would imagine that Russia's going to sell energy to China at, I don't know, maybe 10 cents, you know, euro cents per cubic meter. But Germany's going to have to pay a whole euro or more. That would be my guess. Maybe two euros. Double Nazi tax. Or maybe you know, a double Nazi tax because you tried to attack us twice. And if Germany tries to attack Russia again, the third time, there'd be a triple Nazi tax. You see where this is going. The bottom line is that Germany has burned all its bridges with Russia. Nobody in Russia trusts Germany. Why would you? And also, Trump is burning bridges with Germany and European countries by now apparently claiming that he's going to wind down the war with Iran without controlling the Strait of Hormuz. And he's saying publicly, although this could be a deceit, but he's saying publicly that Europe needs to go in and solve that problem. So you do it, Europe. And of course, all the European countries are like, we already gave all our equipment to Ukraine. It's pretty much all blown up now. You know, and the UK is like, we only have one ship that works partially, except for the propellers. That's the Queen Elizabeth, you know. It's about as active as she is today. All these European countries, what are they going to say? Yeah, we'll send our pathetic navy and whatever tanks we can scrape up out of the museums. We'll just put them on railroad cars and send them to Kuwait. I mean, what's the plan? What's the plan? No, it's not going to work. So, you know, tying this together, you know what's amazing here is America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which put all of Western Europe into an energy deficit that was catastrophic. And now Trump set the world on fire by starting a war with Iran that's destroyed energy access through the Strait of Hormuz. And now Trump's going to apparently walk away and just leave that mess right there while telling Europe, it's your problem, bitches. This is Trump. This is what he does. You know, if he shows up at a bar, he'll set the bar on fire, walk out the front door and tell you it's your problem to put out the fire. Because that's what he's doing to the world now. And you know what's really funny about this is, because we've had a lot of discussions here about how retarded the European leaders are and even how much the European people hate their own leaders. Because their leaders, you know, they're tyrants and they're woketards and they're climate cultists. They are insane lunatics who allow their own countries to be overrun and destroyed from within while they are committing energy suicide. And the thing is, it's too late for Germany. It's too late for the UK. It's too late for France. It's already too late. You've already lost. Your countries are lost because you can't pivot back quickly enough. You've already, you know, in Germany and other countries, they destroyed the coal power plants, even new ones. They took giant cranes with the wrecking balls and tore them down, or they demolished them. They tore down their energy infrastructure. And now they've awakened. Oh my God, we have no energy. Yeah, because you destroyed it. You idiots, you destroyed it. So I feel no pity for the leaders of European countries, but I do feel a lot of sorrow for the citizens of the European countries who are having to suffer under the absolute treason of their own leaders. And with Merz here saying, oh, now we need Russian gas, that's not going to fly if you're still funding Ukraine in the war. So unless you marry that with a proclamation that we're going to end all financial support for Ukraine, we're going to stop sending all weapons and all money and all munitions, then Russia's going to say, go pound sand. Why should we sell gas to you if you're funding the country that's fighting us? Doesn't make any sense, does it? So, you know, Germany's going to have to snap back to reality or they're going to lose their country. And probably they're going to lose their country. And probably all of Western Europe is toast at this point. And, you know, I've said it before. Michael Yann has said it before. And we're right. This is where it's going. If you don't have energy, you don't have industry. You don't have a country. You don't have strength without energy. And right now, you know, Iran controls the strait. Russia controls the gas. China's building hydropower and solar and wind like crazy. You know, there you go. The U.S. has quite a lot of energy, but they're going to charge you for it big time. They're going to make you pay, you know, quadruple. So that's the scenario. Western Europe is toast. And they can really only blame their own leaders for that. But, you know, then again, we have a similar problem in America where Trump is tearing down our economy as well. So, you know, we have the same problem as the German people or the British people or the, you know, the French people. We effectively all have the same problem. All of our leaders are traitors and pedophiles or whatever, you know, Epstein class people. That's just a universal problem, isn't it? In the West, you don't see that problem in Russia, do you? It's like Putin's not named in the Epstein files. You don't see that problem in China. You don't have that problem in Iran. It's not like, who's in the Epstein files? The Ayatollah? Huh? Nope. He's not in there. Because they're not pedophiles in Iran. You know, they're not pedophiles. They don't like traffic and rape children all day long like our leaders do, you know, in the West, Western countries. So there you go. All right. Be ready for craziness. But Germany is realizing it's in deep trouble. Trump is realizing he's in deep trouble. And increasingly, the American people are realizing they're going to face massive food inflation and fuel inflation and so much more if this thing doesn't get turned around quickly. So buckle up, folks. It's going to get wild. All right. Now, you can catch more of my podcasts at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. You can use my free AI engines at brightlearn.ai or brightanswers.ai. And if you want to get prepared with backup communications and solar generators and so much more, then check out our sponsor's website, the Satellite Phone Store, sat123.com. That's sat123.com. Get it while you can, while the grid still functions, you know. Get prepped for things to get worse, because that's probably where this is headed. All right. Thanks for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic
attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.